In today's episode, we're going to be talking about this idea of financial trauma. I think there are a lot of us that actually might be dealing with this in some way, and we're going to talk about some of the ways that you can really overcome it. But first, we're going to discuss some ideas behind why it's there, and prayerfully, we're going to be able to get ourselves on the other side. So make sure that you're ready, and I hope to see you on the inside. If you are a female entrepreneur and you are struggling in the area of your faith, your focus, or your finances, maybe you are an entrepreneur and you want to start a business, but you don't know where to go, what to do, or how to get going. Maybe you've already started a business and you just want to scale it, but you need someone to be able to support you to be able to get there. If that's you in any way, you are in the right place. I am your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T. I am the host of this podcast, Faith, Focus, and Finances, and I am here to be able to support you in wherever it is you're trying to grow, whether it's in your faith, whether it's in your focus on your mindset, maybe your finances, because together we are going to get there. This podcast is part of the CCO Club Network. You can go to ccoclub.com to find more information, but if you are here, make sure that you are ready to go in, because a sister goes in on what it is she does. And I'm going to make sure that I'm going to pour out everything that I have inside of me to be able to support you on your journey. So make sure you hang out with me and get this information, because I know together we are going to be blessed. I will see you on the inside. Hey there, this is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode of Faith, Focus, and Finances, where we are here to help women all over the world do better in their walk on this side of heaven. Whether you are a believer or not, I hope this podcast is definitely helping you to become the best version of yourself while you are here, while you're living, because I just think that that's what God intended for us to have. Thank you for those of you who have been rocking with me from the very beginning, and for those of you who are going to the description and clicking on that link to join us with some donations, because your work is not in vain. It's actually helping us to get this podcast heard by more people who it might absolutely impact. So thank you, thank you, thank you for being with us. One quick announcement, and I'm going to be saying this probably for a few episodes now, and that is that I've made a decision to go from 3 days a week to 2 days a week. I started asking myself some of my whys behind 3 days a week. And basically it was wanting to just do more podcasts and have more podcasts out there. But I want to make a shift in what I'm doing. I don't think I'm going to 1 day a week, because I really love podcasting. But I think 2 days a week on Tuesdays and Thursdays are going to be the new rhythm that we're going to have. So I wanted to make sure that I'm saying that for those of you who have been rocking with me, so that on Wednesdays you won't begin to expect a podcast on that day. Maybe every now and then I'll do it. But for right now, we're going to be doing podcast on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So you can still expect to hear your girl on those days. So I definitely, again, appreciate you. We are talking today about financial trauma. Trusting God when money is tight. I wonder sometimes when people hear the title, if you're already pre-thinking or preconceiving what you think this is going to be about. And I'm wondering at the end if I'm really talking about what you're thinking about. Financial trauma, really, it's really about this financial trauma. This idea came to me. This is personal, near and dear to my heart. Unfortunately, I'm going to say that part, but it's something that I have been dealing with. And I was having this conversation. Again, a lot of things come by way of conversation, and I'm learning to try to capture those, at least parts of those conversations, because I think that they are good lessons and good things to grow by. But I was having this conversation, and I was wanting to make a purchase. I don't know if I've said before, but I've told a couple people that I'm going to In this part of my life, I wanted to do something different for self-care. And so I'm going to teach myself how to play the bass guitar. I asked some of the brothers at church about which one should I play. I don't know what it was about it, but you know, it's just something that I just said, that's what I want to do. And so I was asking one of the brothers, should I do the guitar? Should I do the bass? And they were like, you know, they said one thing that just stuck with me. They were like, you know, the bass is going to give you more of that soulful sound. I was like, that was it. I was done. And so I was looking to purchase it. And, you know, I'd been waiting around doing some research because I'm left-handed, wanted to play a left-handed bass, all that type of stuff. So I got to a point where I was ready to purchase, you know, get a beginner one, 4-string, all that type of stuff. I'm learning. When I'm telling you, I'm learning from the beginning. But I was in the process of making the purchase and I kept stalling on it. I was, you know, wanting to research more, and then I was wanting to ask a couple more questions, and had it in my cart. I was getting it on Amazon because I felt like that was the best place, you know, with all the places I was looking. That was the goodest place as any. And I kept stalling on it. And then I would be like, okay, I'm going to order today. And then I was talking to one of my girls, and I said, I don't know why I have been stalling on getting this guitar. You know, I said, because, you know, I don't know if I want to spend the money. It was not that expensive, but I was like, I don't know if I want to spend the money. And she said, that's a trauma response. And I said, oh my God, you are right. And we kept talking about it. And I said, I'm still stuck on the fact that this is a trauma response. She reminded me, she said, you know, we've had a tough year. You know, with all the things that have been going on financially and so on and so forth. And she was, we were talking about it, and she was like, well, I don't really have anything to offer you right now. I said, well, just hold my hand while I hit the button, just hold a sister's hand. Right. And so, I said, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and get it. Right. And I did, I ordered it, and have been excited about the purchase, and it really begin to strike me. I started really like kind of examining myself and examining my mindset and examining my faith with this, right? Because I think this particular episode on money is the most appropriate for the title of this podcast, Faith, Focus, and Finances, because it's a question of my faith, it's a question of my focus or my mindset, and it's a question of finances, right? And so because of that, I wanted to do it as a podcast, because, you know, anything after, you know, COVID, you know, in 2020, has been for a lot of people very, very challenging. I don't know if our world is going to get back to where it was. Maybe it's not supposed to. I don't know that. But I know that if you had gone through a season where it has been tough financially, it might have been challenging to find a job. It might have been, you know, you're on your last bit of money. You don't know where the money is going to come from. And then it starts looking like your living situation has to change. And then your car situation, your transportation has to change. Like it. And then let's say for those that are that you're in there, what I have found to happen is we begin to worry. And as my pastor said, and this was convicting me, worry is a lack of faith, right? And I've said before, my bills don't know Jesus. They don't know him. They don't care about him. And I'm not, and it's a natural response, right, to what happens on this earth, right, with wanting to keep your credit good, with wanting to take care of stuff, with wanting to take care of your obligations. And so oftentimes you can find yourself worrying about it, thinking about it, trying to, and even if you're not worrying about it, you're thinking about how to make it all the time. Like I, you know, and how to spend less, right? Spend less. And what I recognized for myself was a couple of things. One is I had gotten myself, so when I was sick about, at the time of this recording, probably about 10 years prior, when I lived in Houston, Texas, and I was sick as a dog for a couple of years. And I stopped shopping because I couldn't go anywhere. And I remember it being very challenging. It was just this weird feeling of shopping again. And I, in the course of that time, I became a minimalist. I gave a lot of stuff away, you know, and then I really have this adverse reaction to oftentimes shopping sometimes, spending money in air quotes unnecessarily or what have you, or because I survived, yeah, of course I was sick, but I survived for a long time without that. And then getting to a point where, you know, money was scarce or what have you, it became this holding on of money, holding on to what you didn't have, right? And again, this is just part of my testimony, but it could be part of other people's testimony of understanding what you are going through, have gone through, and prayerfully never go through in life, because, you know, as they say, you know, finances are what, the leading cause of divorce for people, you know, in the world. And it might be in the United States, but I think it's in the world as well. But having these responses to the lack of trauma, I mean, the lack of having money can be a trauma related stress. And because financial trauma is very, very real. And so before this podcast, I did some, you know, I did a little bit of Googling, a little bit of research, asking some questions, you know, talking about, you know, learning about a little bit more about trauma responses. And then, you know, said, well, I don't know if this is what I had, but you know, I was in some, using some AI as well. And I was like, you know, this is my situation. Was this a trauma response or was it not a trauma response? And I felt like it was once my girl said it, right. I felt like it was, because it was like, these are classic signs. Right. And I said, God, you have got to deliver me from this, because I do not want this in any way, shape, or form being part of my life. Now, there is a difference between having a traumatic response to finances and having a, let's say you're being fiscally responsible, right? Because that's where we want to get to. And sometimes we could be saying we're doing one and it's really the other. And that might set somebody free right there. Sometimes it is based in how we grew up. Sometimes our spending, right? Our spending is based on, I don't know if I would call it a traumatic response, but it can be based in how we grew up. And I remember saying, I don't want to be like that. I don't want to be poor like that. I don't want to have lack like that, right? I don't want to live like that, right? I want to live in abundance, you know, and it could be directly related to how we grew up. I think I did that in the Wealth Mastery podcast that I did several podcasts back. I think it was 8 parts of that series. You can go back and listen to that at your leisure if you haven't done so already. But I think that there is definitely some connections. And to be honest with you, there's a lot of connections to our childhood, because those were some very informative years that shaped who we are in all aspects of our life, or at least in the majority of the aspects of our lives, right? And built us into who we became. But finances, because you need money to do virtually almost anything on this earth, it can lead to us responding in a different way. Overspending is a response to something that is having. Being too frugal can be a response to something that's already having happened. This hyper sensitivity towards saving, it can be a response, right, to something that is happening. I just want to be free on this side of heaven. I want to be free. I don't want any way that I'm acting or reacting to be based in any type of stressors or based in something that's just unhealthy, right? Just unhealthy, whether it's overdoing it, underdoing it, hyper doing it, right? I want it to be healthy, right? And so that's really why I thought about this particular podcast, because it's a real thing. Right. And this is especially true if you have had, again, as I've been saying, some financial distress, if you've experienced some insurmountable debt, if you've dealt with bankruptcy, if you've dealt with or contemplating bankruptcy, because while some look at bankruptcy, right or wrong, good or bad, as a fresh start, some look at it as as this darkness, this scarlet letter that you carry because it was something that you had to do because you couldn't take care of your responsibilities, right? And I think it's a trick of the enemy, because at some point we still have to get to the other side of that. This financial trauma could also be because of job uncertainty, right? As I said, right? And it can lead to increased anxiety, the unawareness, like I was. It's like, what is going on here? Why am I stalling on this? Because I'm a very certain person. When I'm ready to do something, I'm ready to do it. I do a lot of thinking in my head, but when I've made the decision, this is what I'm going to do. I don't have to necessarily do it right then, but when I get to a place where I'm stalling for a reason, that's always a telltale sign for me that something is awry, just because of how I am by nature, right? And it can bring, as I just said, increased anxiety or heightened stress where money is involved or overspending is involved, or this notion of having to hold on to it because of many of the uncertainties that are going on, right? It could have, I promise you, if you thought I was getting into ties, I'm not even going to touch it. I'm not even touching ties, because that's a whole nother thing for a whole nother day. I'm just talking about just regular living, right? Just feeling like you can't do anything even for yourself. You can only get the basics of the basics. You can't even go out to eat every once in a while. And I'm not even saying that one should or shouldn't, but I'm saying if the thinking is there that you can't, when you actually can, or to do some self-care, if that's something that is a way you can love on yourself for self-care, but you feel like you can't do it because of all these stressors that come about it, then that might be something to look at. Now, I think that we should do everything within reason, right? But I just want to be healthy. So I know there could be trauma-related responses to financial stress. I know that there could be some avoidance behaviors that we have, right? Just being way too protective of it, trying to avoid that feeling of lack, trying to avoid the feeling of I don't have, trying to avoid the feeling of, well, if I spend this, what's going to happen with that? The uncertainty of the unknown, or the uncertainty of the future, right? It is something that is real. It is real. And you might avoid spending just to get around that feeling that money related situation can bring about. You can literally just be like, well, I'm just not going to do it. That's where I was. I didn't know where it's coming from, but I just didn't want to do it. Right. Right. And we can also get stuck. We can get paralyzed. Right. And this is another thing. You could have this feeling of guilt. I remember that many times. It's like, you know, I said, you know, I've made enough money. I paid my tithes. I have, you know, saved. The house is taken care of, all this stuff. Why do I feel guilty spending this money? Why do I feel guilt? Right? And I encourage us to get to the root of where those feelings are coming from. And I remember I think I had asked someone, and I'm telling you, this is a long time ago. Like, I wanted to buy this flat screen TV. Do I have to consult God with that? Like, you know, you should consult God with all of your spending. Like, I told y'all the next time I preach a message, it's going to be entitled Let Jesus Sleep, because I just don't think we should be bothering God about every single little thing. Like, he gave us a brain to think some things through. Like, if I'm taking care of all my responsibilities, right, I've done what I needed to do, why can't I enjoy something like that? You might disagree with me. And if you do, I'd like to hear from you on that. There is a link in the description. You can send me a message through. But I think about those things, but I don't want to even feel that guilt. I don't want to feel it. I don't want to feel a sense of not being in control, right? And that's a very common reaction, especially where money is concerned. It's a very, very real, thing. So what are some of the things that we can do moving forward? The reason why I've spent a lot of time talking about it is because I want you to examine yourself, to ask yourself, is this what's going on with me? Because I'm telling you, when my girl said it to me, I literally said out loud, oh my God, that's what it is. I knew exactly what it was when, as soon as she said it. And so if we are trying to move forward past this, right? If we, the first of all, we have to acknowledge it. That, like, that's the it's the awareness, right? You have to acknowledge that your feelings are valid, right? So first of all, that your feelings are your feelings, and you have to understand that what you're feeling is really, really wrapped in your mind's way of protecting you, right? And just starting by the awareness of it can literally begin to set you free, just with the awareness of it, right? And that, so as I began to think about financial trauma, I started thinking about, okay, well, what else am I reacting adversely to? Am I having some of these feelings of, because listen, I want to examine my whole life, because I don't want to be worried in any area of my life. And then I know, because if that's happening, now I know what to pray to God about. Now I know if I need to go back to therapy, I know what I'm looking for, as opposed to being confused, because I don't like to be confused, but I have the feelings, you know, I have some of these stressors, these anxiety, these feelings, this not knowing, but I can't articulate the why. Now I'm looking at, maybe this is part of the why, right? So the awareness is something that is important. Now, now I'm gonna tell you something that I also did, because this is a very practical step. So one morning what I did was I said, you know what? Instead of me trying to keep all these, you know, what I have to pay, you know, and what I have to spend money on in my head, let me just write it down. Because one thing I have learned is that it's always bigger in my mind. That might bless somebody right there. It's always bigger in my mind. And when I wrote it down, I was like, okay, now I have a plan. Now I see what it is. Now I understand what's going on. Now I understand what I may have to finagle. Now I understand what I may have to change. I understand what I may have to get, as I call, skinny on to do, right? I may have to do some of those things, and that's okay, right? And the thing is that helped to give me a sense of control. Because I had a better idea. Instead of letting these worries dance in my head, I wrote them down so that I could get past them and I could see something that could, again, I knew what to focus on, what to pray on, but I could see, okay, I just need to do this here. And then that's going to be okay, right? Because that's, I'm telling you guys, it's so important that you take some of the steps to be able to get help. Some of you might decide to get a financial coach, a therapist that can help you with your finances, someone that can help you with budgeting or what have you. All those things are great. But then there's also the mindset work, right? Reframing your relationship with money can be powerful. It can be powerful. It might go through some financial counseling, as I just said, but some mindfulness exercises. And because I don't want any of us to have a fear-based relationship with money. I don't want any of us to have a fear-based relationship with money, right? And I want to begin to trust not only the Father who's given it to me, right? But I want to be able to trust myself with it, my Lord and my God, that I'm going to make the right decisions, that I'm going to do the right things. And even if, you know, and watch this, this is what just popped in my spirit. Delay does not mean denied. We might have to get into some control on some spending. I might not be able to get what I want to get right now, but delayed is not denied. Right? It's not denied, especially if I am making a conscious effort to put some rainy day money away, right? Like, all I could do is the best I can with what I have. And that's what I'm encouraging you to do as well. I pray that there was something that I said in this podcast as a blessing to your spirit. I hope that if this is something that you have been challenged with, that you can begin to take some very, very positive steps to get on the other side of this, to be able to address it and to be able to heal from it. In Jesus' name, I pray for you with that. Amen. Again, thank you guys for rocking with me. I hope this podcast episode was good for you, and I will see you in the next episode. Decide you're going to be great today on purpose. Hey there, before you go, I'd really appreciate it if you took a second to click on that like, follow, or subscribe button. You can even download this episode for later or send it to a sister friend that may need it, because those are the things that are going to help us grow. Also in the description, if you'd be so kind as to click on that donation button, that is really what's going to take us into the next stratosphere. Your support and help with this, because it takes a lot to get this podcast going, and I know that it'll continue to be a blessing. Thank you so much in advance for your support.